It's a really tough conference to compete in, but it's also good for our athletes because if you're going to compete against that elite of competition, it prepares you for that national stage.
As winter collegiate sports are wrapping up, spring sports are kicking off. Sports Information Director Ryan Prickett shares all of the latest from Fort Hays State University Athletics on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Definitely having a good year so far, especially with winter sports. Basketball has always been a big deal at Fort Hays State, and good seasons again for both the men's and women's teams right now, and getting ready to go play some conference tournament games in Kansas City, and got the quarterfinals coming up here tomorrow with the men at 2:15 and the women at 8:15 in their games. So
very cool. Yeah, they're right there on the bubble, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the bubble for the NCAA tournament region rankings. I mean, it's kind of hard to figure these things out week to week in NCAA Division II. It's a little bit different than Division I. Each region has basically what they call regionalization in NCAA Division II. And so you're trying to do your best within your region. And, for basketball, our region, this is probably one of the best in the country as far as Division II is concerned. And so you got to be in the you want to be in the top eight, basically, to have a chance to get into that NCAA tournament, which they all filter everybody to the same region. So the teams you're in the region rankings with, you're going to play your first few postseason games against potentially as well. But in years past, the women have had a real strong run here of late. They've been the top seed in the region for like four out of the last 8 years, I believe. But their record's not quite where it's been in past years. This year, they've struggled in some key matchups, but the league's been really, really tough on the women's side. And we finished sixth in the conference standings, but those top six teams on any given day, they're all really, really strong teams. So can beat each other. Who knows what's going to happen in Kansas City? But I think we've got to go into that with the mentality that we need to win it, because our women are 10th in the region rankings and we're not in that top eight right now. So we're hoping that, maybe we can pull through down there, get an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament, because if you win your conference tournament, you do get an automatic bid. And so there's three of those that are given out in the region for both the men's and women's side if you win your conference tournaments. And then those other five spots are at large bids. So you're hoping that, if you're in the region rankings, you probably feel safe if you're in the top five. But if you're in the six, seven, or eight holes, you're like, well, hopefully no teams outside the top eight of the region rankings win their conference tournaments. So it's going to be a fight down there in Kansas City, and it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens. And then on the men's side, we went, from eighth in the region this last week, we actually slipped to 10th yesterday, but some of that's all just math formulas, and we could easily jump back into that top eight. But I still think our men are going to have to play well in Kansas City to maybe feel good about the chances of getting in the NCAA tournament. So really, I think, overall, with all that stuff I just said, you kind of have to go into the mentality of winning both the men's and the women's tournaments to get into the NCAA tournament. But we'll see. You never know. I mean, the way the things are breaking on the men's side right now might be a better opportunity that the men could get in as an at-large team, just because everything else that's happened so far, especially in the NSIC tournament. But we'll see. You never know. So
and those games will be in Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah.
Historic venue. Great place to see ball games. So encourage all Tiger fans, if they can make the road trip to Kansas City for this weekend, it's worth it. It's going to be worth it. Great basketball. We've got first team all conference players on both the men's and the women's team that are tremendously exciting athletes, with Caleb Hammocky and Katie Wagner. Just two great athletes and just fun to watch.
Yeah, and something that's cool about Caleb and Katie, they both hit some milestones this year. Both became the 24th players in both programs' histories to score 1,000 points.
Wow.
And Caleb and Katie, athletically, are still technically sophomores, because they're part of that COVID year that everybody got, you know, an extra year if they want to use it. And so they will have that in hand if they choose to do so at the end of their careers. They can play a fifth season. So technically, they could really run those point totals way up the ladder, might threaten even the all-time records on both sides. But and Caleb also, he reached the 300 assist mark this year, too. So he's the only the fourth player in our men's basketball history. And that's a storied history, a lot of history there over the years. And, you know, so he's just the fourth to be a 1,000 point and 300 assist guy. There's only three other guys in history that had done that before. So pretty cool stuff for him so far. And he's still got some career left in front of him. So
he has a penchant for late game heroics.
Yes.
Makes for an exciting game.
Yeah, he's had a few of those this year. I think, you know, he's probably had game winners, I'd say, in at least two, three games where it was critical, where tie score late or something like that, and he hit a shot within the last 10 seconds to win it for us. So he's been clutch for us this year.
That was the word I was looking for, clutch.
Yes.
I love it. Well, very good. As the basketball teams are wrapping up, you also... wrestling, they're wrapping up, I think, next week too, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're getting to that. You know, some of these regional competitions, or I guess competitions to get into the postseason, were this last weekend. And the wrestling team went up to the NCAA regional in Chadron, Nebraska. Two of our guys that have been, I guess, like what they love to call in the wrestling world, our two hammers, as coach calls them. they went up and got the job done. You have to place top three in the region to get to the national meet. And they definitely did that. Tarius Henry at 197, he won the regional up there. And then Cade Lindsay at 174 pounds, he finished second. And so those guys are both 30 plus win guys this year. That's kind of a big accomplishment in the, you know, the wrestling world. If you can run that win total up over 30 or 40 for a season, you're doing something. So, and they don't have too many losses in the loss column. So they're both ranked number four in the nation in their respective weight classes. So I think they've definitely got a good shot at All America honors at the national meet. You have to be top eight to do that. But who knows? I mean, sometimes you get a good draw and things work out just right, and all of a sudden you're in the national championship match. So we'll see if those two guys have a shot to go make some noise up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where they're going to be holding the national meet.
Yeah, that'll be very cool. Hope we hold out some luck for them. Cross fingers. As they're up there, you're also going to be wrapping up the indoor track and field season, right? They're having their national meet the same weekend.
Yes, exactly. So it's a giant festival of national stuff going on that
weekend. You're very busy.
Yes, it is a very busy weekend, especially if basketball's still going and you got some spring sports flying in the mix too. But, you know, the indoor track and field team, we've got some outstanding individuals that have done some big things for us here so far in their careers, and they're ready to maybe go make some more history as well. Ryan Stanley in the pole vault, he's a two-time national champion. He's won both the indoor and the outdoor. And Jacob Clark, who's from England, is right there with him. He's been pushing. Those two are kind of neck and neck. I mean, they're both great pole vaulters. Ryan has just happened to win two national titles, but Jacob actually owns the outdoor record. He topped Ryan's outdoor record, so who knows if Ryan might jump back over top of that or what while we're still here. But, you know, but both of them go into this national meet, both with the fifth best performances so far this season. But, you know, Ryan, for his indoor championship, he took that bar up higher than he had ever jumped before. So sometimes you get on that national stage and, you know, the lights are on and it's like you just find that extra oomph, you know, sometimes to make something happen. So it'll be exciting to watch those guys, how they do. Jacob Albright, he's qualified individually in the 400 meters, but he's also going to be part of the 400 or the 4x400 meter relay team that has the fourth best mark in the country this indoor season. So that team might, you know, compete for a national championship. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. And then Nolan Churchman's been really good for us as a multi-athlete on the men's side. So he goes into the national meet with the 12th best performance so far this spring. And then over on the women's side, we have a couple of multi-athletes as well. Maddie Rossi and Taylor Savolt. They've done some wonderful things for us here so far. It seems like, you know, every year they just keep getting a little bit better as things progress. And so Maddie's going to go in as with the 7th best mark in the country, and Taylor has the 13th best mark. But you just never know. National stage, I've seen kids that go in there ranked somewhere between 8th and 12th going into it, and they have the performance of their life, and they win the whole thing. So it's just kind of an exciting time of year. Just to get yourself qualified for that is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then to go see what you can do on that national stage against probably a lot of competition you haven't seen all year. You've seen some teams that you compete against regionally, but there's going to be some teams you never see except for when you get to the national meet. So So that'll be exciting for our track and field team. And that's going to be all the way over in Virginia. They're going to be on the coastline, Virginia Beach. So that's going to be fun for them to have that experience while they're competing indoors as well. So
yeah, going to be a good time, I'm sure. And as they're wrapping up wrestling, basketball, track and field, you've got other sports kicking off. Like you mentioned the spring sports, softball, they've been going, what, a couple weeks now?
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
I think 3 or 4 weeks, or at least that's how many weekends we've played. Season's about a month old already, but they're off to a really good start. I've seen some really good things out of them. I actually happened to be there scoring games for them last weekend in Topeka at the Washburn Invitational, and they rattled off a 6-0 record at that. And the dominance in the performance was really exciting to see. We almost shut out all 6 teams. There was only one team we didn't, and we actually were shutting them out through the first 6 innings. So we just gave up 2 runs in the last
so
inning.
Close.
So we almost had a perfection, you know, week as far as holding the opposition scoreless. And and really an individual performance, Savannah Ager in the circle. She's a sophomore from California. She threw 3 consecutive complete game shutouts. So she was, you know, a real big get for us last year. Also Bailey Carlson, 2 from Colorado, Morgan Schmidt from Arizona. And now we've got a transfer in Emma Montoya from Division I Idaho State. They're all 4 pitchers have had some great performances this year, but those first 3 I mentioned were freshmen last year. And so I think now that they've kind of got that year of experience under their belt, now they're ready to just kind of hit that next level. And I'm starting to see that out of them. And it's pretty cool to see what we got going on. And Adrian's still got a pretty young squad. Adrian Pilkington, that is our head coach. And, you know, she's got a lot of freshmen she's brought in this year that have already made a huge impact on the offensive end of things. So it's going to be exciting to see where the rest of their season goes. But that little bit of what I saw last weekend was very encouraging to see that next step maybe they're taking to getting their program to a higher level right now. So
very cool. Mm-hmm. How's baseball looking?
Well, baseball's, you know, done all right so far. We've had a few rough seasons the last few mm-hmm. years, and we have a new head coach this year in Justin Wickert, and we've already won 7 games this year, which is an improvement from last year, so we've already gotten past that, so that's positive. But, you know, there are still some things that the team has to improve. We can see those early on in the season, but the offense has been clicking pretty well in a lot of games. And so I guess we'll just have to see as time will tell. The MIAA is a very, very tough conference in baseball. And I think our guys got a little dose of that last weekend that, you know, they were playing, you know, some other teams from Colorado that we had some success against. And then all of a sudden we played Washburn, and all of a sudden, oh, it's the MIAA. We're back to, you know, so there's some things that we're going to have to work on yet and get better at. But there's definitely some encouraging things that we've seen early on in the season as compared to past seasons. And we're hoping that, you know, train keeps moving down the tracks, you know, a lot better than what it's been in a couple of the past years. So it's exciting to see where they're going to go with things from here. So.
Yeah, going to be a good season. Let's talk about a couple of the other sports that maybe aren't quite so recognizable. but very important as well, tennis. How is the tennis team? Because they started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, tennis got going. They did an indoor match against Nebraska, Omaha, or sometimes I think they just like to call themselves Omaha now. Some of these schools rebrand themselves.
The logo is just an O now.
Yeah, it's just the O. So, but anyway, back they used to be a Division II team, so I always knew them as Nebraska, Omaha. So they were actually in the MIAA at one point in time before they moved up to Division I. But no, our team went over and played them kind of in an earlier match just because they could play indoors. But usually their season in the springtime starts here in March. And so they're 3-3 so far this year. You actually carry over your overall record from the fall to the spring. So we were 3-2 in the fall. And we've got some NAIA opponents on the docket this week. We're due to play Hastings and Tabor this week. But then we'll jump into MIAA play next week. And so I've seen some encouraging things out of the tennis team so far this year. We have a lot of foreign players on our squad. About half of our squad is consisting of foreign players. And so it's interesting to see that international flavor out there on the on the court, and you know what they bring to the table. And they've actually improved our team top to bottom. And, you know, we're trying to do our best to compete in the MIAA. There are a few teams in the MIAA that are really, really, really good. Central Oklahoma, for example, has been a team that's been in, I think they've made the Final Four maybe the last couple of years or something like that. So, and there's some other good squads up there that push them too. So we're just trying to find a way to get into that mix and hopefully win some conference matches and just keep things moving forward in that realm. But they are a fairly young squad as well. So not a lot of veterans on that squad. So exciting things for a young team. So.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing how they do. Mm-hmm. And then maybe wrapping it up here, golf. That's getting ready to kick off, isn't it?
Yeah, golf. Golf's just around the corner again. They're going to try to get out there and play again, weather willing, I guess. You know, you just never know. But they're going to go south, so hopefully that you know, helps. But the women are going to start out their spring season in Oklahoma City, and the men are going to go over to Fort Smith, Arkansas. But some good things we've seen out of the golf team so far this year. The men... There's a few guys on the squad. Jackson Rader is one, for example. He had a really good fall. And coach here just the other day said he's playing really well in practice. And so it's exciting to see maybe what he goes and does, you know, right out of the gate here. But golf is such a fickle sport. You know, one week you can be really, really good, and it's a very humbling sport. The next week you might just not quite have it, and one of your teammates might, you know, be the better. So from a consistency standpoint, if you can stay consistently good all year, you're doing something. But, you know, golf is a weird sport like that sometimes. But then on the women's side, Morgan Brasser is an individual that's made a lot of noise for us, not just you know, in a regional standpoint, but she's also one of the top players you know, in the nation as far as what she's been able to do out on the course. And she won a couple of tournaments already, and so, you know, I'm excited to see where she goes from here from an individual standpoint. Our women's team isn't quite as big. They only have four individuals on the squad right now, but hopefully they can do some things as a team and make some noise as the season goes along. And, you know, Morgan's got a chance maybe to qualify for a regional for a third straight year this year and potentially the NCAA championships. So
very cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an exciting season for Fort Hays Athletics.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, it's just a year-long thing, and the winter sports are, you know, wrapping up right now. And as we get into this spring mix too, it's a really cool time of year right now to be a fan, because you've got all these different things going on. And, you know, sure, it's a lot of work from my standpoint this time of year. There's a lot of things going on, but it's a really cool time of year to see. And go ahead, Scott.
Oh, I was just going to say, one of the things you mentioned earlier in the discussion was how tough competition is in this conference across the board. But that also means that national champions come out of this conference. Yeah, so sure. MIA champion in softball last year was Roger, a national champion, yeah, Roger, exactly. State.
Yep.
Basketball with Northwest Missouri State, our own Ryan Stanley, you know, competing on the national level, winning a national championship in the pole vault. it's the it's just premier competition in this conference at Division II. Yeah. So anything you pick to watch, Tiger Athletics, you're going to be watching some of the best
yeah.
Division II.
Exactly. I mean, even track and field, I think Pitt was the national champion last year. So, I mean, it's just every sport, if you don't bring your it's funny that the MIAA says bring your A game. Well, if you don't bring your A game, you're probably not going to be able to, you know. So yeah. it's a really tough conference to compete in. But it's also good for our athletes because if you're going to compete against that elite of competition, it prepares you for that national stage. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why our teams in this conference excel so well, is just how deep the conference is in a lot of sports. And it just makes everybody that much better.